Patient's name is Allison Mejia. First name Alison. Last name Mejia. Date of birth 8/31/2017. Date of service 9/7/2022. History of present illness is 5-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states she's had cough, runny nose, a rash on her legs. She states that they did stay at a friend's house. Unfortunately, they did have several fleas in the house, and so the girls did get bitten multiple times. She states that she did notice some clear vaginal fluid that is odorless, and she wanted to know if it was normal for kids to have that. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHBI, vital signs, respiratory 20, temp 97.3, O2 is 98, and she weighs 65.8. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. She does have some erythema to her posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, night negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest test 1 of 2, respirations even on labor, clear to all cessation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft non-tender bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash. She does have several lesions, however, on her left upper extremity and bilateral lower extremities. None of the wounds or bites appear to be infected. However, because she does have so many, approximately 10 to 12, I am going to prescribe mupirocin 2% ointment to apply to those areas twice a day for just 10 days. I did discuss, assessment and plan number one, insect bite / flea bite, number two, pharyngitis. Patient, again, will be given that script for mupirocin 2% ointment to apply to those affected areas twice a day for 10 days, and then I will prescribe a prescription of Histex PD to give just for symptom relief. We did do a strep swab in the office, which was negative. Mom will treat with over-the-counter Motrin and Tylenol. If the itching does continue to get worse, she will give Benadryl over-the-counter as needed. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.